And we end this hour with a musician who is getting a lot of buzz this winter. Sharon Van Etten is a New Jersey-bred singer-songwriter. She's now released her second album called Tramp. Our critic, Will Hermes, has this review.
Like most pop singers, Sharon Van Etten seems to love repetition, a technique used aggressively in ad jingles and top 40 chart hits, but also in more hypnotic and emotionally complicated ways, like on this song from Van Etten's last record. And on her new record, Tramp, the repeated riffs, drones, and phonemes have gotten even more intense. Serpents in my mind, I am searching for your cries. Everything changes in time. You'll stay frozen in time. Collaging girls controlling. Because I Was in Love, Sharon Van Etten's first record, was an album-length swoon of sad folk songs with just a whiff of rock and roll musk. Tramp stinks of it more, in the most potent way, even when it's hushed, which is quite often. The record still centers and soars on that remarkable voice, which begins with the haunting timbre and phrasing of Karen Dalton and Joni Mitchell, and ends with the bruised muscularity of Van Etten's New Jersey rock forebears, Patti Smith and Debbie Harry. Sharon Van Etten titled her record Tramp because, as a low-budget touring musician, she was essentially homeless, living on the road. Though, clearly, she's playing with the word's other connotations, too. She now lives in Brooklyn, where she made the album with an all-star gang of kindred young rock musicians. So I guess she found a home after all. But the album's dark beauty is in its unresolved restlessness, its infinite loop longing. Which may be why every time it ends, I want to play it again.
Trying hard to breathe.
The new album from Sharon Van Etten is called Tramp. Our critic, Will Hermes, is author of the book Love Goes to Buildings on Fire.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.